The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Settebello Pizzeria Napoletana. Well, that sounds Italian. Well, I guess that's what pizza's all about. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Australia, from Baja California, from Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience is here, and they're both thirsty and hungry, and they're getting some wine as we speak, which is a good thing. A nice Chardonnay we'll talk about in a few minutes. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about good food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight is, of course, no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm sure you're going to discover more and more about pairing food and wine together, because here we are in a pizzeria, and we're going to pair a little bit of pizza with wine. Now, most people think pizza and beer go together. We've got news for you. You'll be upgrading yourself if you try a little bit of wine with it. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour, a radio wine broadcast, is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcasts and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And it matters if it matters not if a glass is half empty or half full. It is clearly there's more room for wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with food, information, and great taste right here in Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Settebello. First of all, Settebello is something that's kind of interesting. You know, you think the name has something to do with pizza or food or something. Well, let me just tell you, Settebello is the most valuable and sought-after card in a popular Italian card game. That's what the name Settebello is all about. It's called Scopa, is the name of the cards and the game that they play. A deck of Scopa cards consists of 40 separate cards in four different suits. Now listen to this. The suits include clubs, swords, cups, and gold coins. Nothing like American cards. So that's kind of interesting. I thought you'd like to know a little bit about it. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about Settebello pizza. First of all, pizza is made with a very soft dough. And the dough, incidentally, is a cotto, 00, as far as if you can find it in your store, that's what you want to use. Most Americans make pizza at home. They use all-purpose flour. Poor choice. Least choice of all the different flours that are available. Even if you're going to use bread flour, is better than all-purpose flour. But actually, this cotto flour is literally the flour that they use in Naples, Italy, where, as you probably know, that's where pizza was invented, or at least they give credit to Naples as being the town where pizza was first brought. But it's a very soft, foldable dough. And generally eat their pizza with a knife and a fork because it is so soft and almost wet by comparison to what we would think of. And that's where the knife fork came into play. So we say here in America, to eat pizza properly, you use a knife and a fork. If you want to use pizza like most Americans, you pick it up and eat it by hand. Or if you're rude and from New York, you fold it in half and then eat it. Okay, not interested in that so much. But holding it in your hand and eating it, there's not a thing wrong with that. Although you want to remember, you don't turn the pizza around and eat the crust first, you eat the point. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about pizza here at Settebello in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. I want to talk a little bit more about Set to Bello because this is a very unique restaurant. It's not real large, but it's not real small. It's not very fancy, but it's certainly a little more than just casual. The people here are very friendly, and they have one of the most interesting pizza ovens you've ever seen in your life. And I want to talk to you a little bit about it because I think it's good to know. If you have an opportunity to come to Set to Bello, walk over and take a look at the pizza oven. Maybe you can talk with the man that operates it and tell you a little bit about it. But here's what I want you to know. First-rate ingredients and essential to creating to make a nice, good pizza. It's important. And I talked earlier a little bit about the flour. The flour is a very important thing. Some people use a very inexpensive cheese. Okay, you can get away with it, but if you want something to taste good, buy good quality cheese. That doesn't necessarily mean expensive, but the quality of the cheese is important. So when you go to buy your ingredients to make pizza at home, my suggestion is you go to your local Italian deli. Don't go to your local grocery store. They don't have the quality that you're looking for. The Italian deli probably does, and the prices are just about the same as the grocery store, so it's not like it's more expensive to go there. It's just that the quality is much better there. One of the things that people in America should be doing, and I don't think really are in many cases, and that is trying to duplicate that Napoleon pizza, if you will. They call it Napoletana. That's the name of it, and it is made with certain ingredients. Now, the reason I'm even talking about this is that Set to Bello, along with very, very few other pizzerias in America, go to a great extent to import the same exact product that they use in Naples. Important to know. As an example, some of the ingredients that they use here at Set to Bello, the flour that they use comes from Napoli, or Naples, if you will. The prosciutto cotto comes from Parma, Italy. Pretty interesting. If the product is not available in America, they have searched around all the companies that they can to find something that ends up with as good a quality locally as they can. And here, as an example, the tomatoes that they use to make pizza with are San Marzano. Now, if you've been a guest or listened to Wines du Jour in the past, you know that I brag about the best tomatoes in the world come to you in a can called San Marzano from southern Italy. Not San Marzano from New York or not San Marzano from Florida, but San Marzano from Italy. A world of difference. It's the same species, but it's not grown in the same soil and weather conditions and all the terroir, as we say in the food, in the wine business, so it doesn't taste the same. The best tasting tomatoes are San Marzano. So check it out at your local grocery store. Every grocery store has it, and generally it's in the area where the Italian items are available. The Parmesan cheese comes from Modena, Italy, or Modena for those that don't speak Italian. Pancetta, the salumi, can't be found, can't import it from Italy. There's a rule against it so far with our U.S. government. So they go to Seattle, Washington, and buy it. And it's very, very good quality. The salami comes from Berkeley. And the finocchione salami, that's a different type of salami, comes from Seattle, Washington also. So two of the three salamis come from Washington, and the other one comes from Berkeley, California. It's kind of weird, but that's the way it is. You'd think, what the heck's the difference? Well, they've tasted it, and there is a difference, or they wouldn't be doing it. Now, the oven here in at Settebello is a handmade artisan oven maker's product from Napoli. They brought it over from Napoli to Las Vegas and installed it. And the floor of the oven is made with biscotto di Sorrento. That's Italian. It just simply means it's a brick oven. But the bricks are made with a mortar. The bricks and the mortar are both made. The mortar is made from volcanic sand from South Italy. It's not a local typical bricklayer's mortar, and the bricks come from Italy as well. So it's a handmade artisan oven that you can properly cook pizza with in about 1 to 2 minutes. Now, if you've ever tried to do pizza at home, you turn your oven up to 500 degrees or whatever you could, highest you can possibly turn it up, which we recommend, incidentally. If you're going to make pizza and you're going by a recipe and it says turn your oven to 450, ignore that. Turn it up as high as it'll possibly go. Give it 30 to 40 minutes minimum to get as hot as it'll get, and then put your pizza in it. Let me just tell you, the quicker you cook a pizza, the better it tastes. I know that sounds crazy, but it isn't. Here, the pizza is in that oven for 1, 1.5, maybe 2 minutes. If they've got 4 or 5 of them in there, it may take an extra half a minute to cook. More than that, it's burnt. That's incredible, but it's perfect. So they use a wood or an aluminum peel. You know what a peel is? That's the thing with a little handle where they put the pizza in and reach in and get it out. And they turn it around while it's cooking so that it cooks a little more even on a rotary movement, so to speak. There's also a little trick that you don't think about or don't know about probably. That if you watch the man with the pizza, he's got the wrist moving that moves that dough the way he wants it to move. And without that, it doesn't work the same way. And because it doesn't stay for very long in one place, it's definitely, and it's so hot, it never sticks. They don't have to worry about greasing it, oiling it, spraying it, or any of that sort of thing whatsoever. So I just thought you'd like to know a little bit about that. The oven here is a combination of gas and wood. And mostly wood, they like that because of the flavor that comes into that heat. But with the gas, they're allowed to get the heat higher up to close to or a little bit more than 1,000 degrees. I have to tell you, folks, that's hotter than hell, if you know what I mean. Well, I don't know that. I've just heard about it. So anyway, I think it's a good thing. Settebello is a good place to go. And I'd like to see you check it out if you haven't done that already. Okay, let's go to wine number one before we go to a break here. Our wine number one tonight is a Chardonnay from Monterey, California. Now, Chardonnay is, we like to refer to it as the king of white wines. More people drink Chardonnay wine around the world than any other white wine. Now, stepping down to red wine, Cabernet Sauvignon is the king of red wines, which we're going to have this evening. And the reason is more people in the world drink Cab than any other. So if you want good white wine, buy a good Chardonnay. Now, I have to tell you, there's more than 50 different kinds of Chardonnay. So when you go in and just grab a bottle or look at the price of the bottle and grab it because of the price, you may not be going to taste anything close to what you had the last time you had a glass of Chardonnay. So if you have an opportunity to talk with the retail person in the wine store a little bit about any wine, but I'm just talking about Chardonnay specifically right now, make sure you ask them some questions. What kind of food does this Chardonnay go with? Or what kind of Chardonnay do you recommend that goes with the turkey I'm going to have this evening? Or whatever it might be. Veal chops, whatever the case may be. And they can recommend two or three different wines. Also, tell that same person a little bit about the price that you want to pay for a bottle. Tell them you don't want to spend more than $35, just as an example. So they'll give you three of them at $35 or less. You know, when you go in and ask for information from somebody that really knows in a wine store, they're not looking to sell you a $300 bottle of wine unless that's what you're looking for. They're there to give you information to help you enjoy your wine because they know that if you do that, you'll be a regular customer. And that's more important than about anything else in the retail business, is to get customers to come back. So they'll give you the information. You get an opportunity to try it. They may suggest two or three different wines, and maybe you're only going to buy one of those. Maybe the next time you come in, you'll buy the other one that they mentioned, and so on, until you discover what you like in particular. Now, this Chardonnay that we have this evening from Monterey is from a label that I'm almost sure you don't know anything about. It's called Savor, S-A-V-O-R, Savor. It's a Chardonnay from Monterey, California, and it's a beautiful medium-bodied Chardonnay. I think it's really good, and what's also good about it is it's going to pair really well with the food that the chef has just pulled out of the oven to pair with it, and that is a pizza asparagi and speck. That means asparagus and speck, which is Italian ham, if you will, speck. That's what's on this pizza, and when you take a taste of the pizza and then take a taste of the Chardonnay that's in front of it, you're going to see what pairing food and wine is all about. And this asparagi di speck is with house-made pecorino cream, which they make here at the restaurant. Speck, which of course is ham, asparagus, which is ham. And with that is a little mozzarella, a little basil, and some extra virgin olive oil. Now, let me mention something real quick about olive oil before we have to go to a break, and that is olive oil is kind of an interesting thing. Most people think the best olive oil comes from Italy. Well, that's not a bad thought. Unfortunately, just because it comes from Italy, first of all, doesn't even mean that it's Italian. It doesn't mean that it's Italian olive oil or that the olives were grown in Italy. However, the Italian law says that if the olive oil was put in a bottle in Italy, it is now Italian olive oil, whether it came from Spain or whether it came from Greece or whether it came from any other country. And that happens so often. The demand for olive oil from Italy is so great, they can't possibly supply it without buying it from other places. There's a lot of oil, incidentally, comes from the Midwest and the northern part of America and the central part of Canada that goes to Italy. It ends up being called Italian olive oil, just so that you know. On the other hand, we have here in the West in particular availability in almost every retail store what we call California olive oil. Now, a lot of people think, California, that can't be as good as Italian. Well, let me just suggest that you talk to somebody in the retail store about California olive oil and let them recommend one or two different labels. Take one of them home and try it, and you will be absolutely impressed with the quality of the California olive oil. Now, I'm not telling you that it's as good or bad as Spain or good or bad as Italy or anywhere else. It's damn good on its own, not comparing it to anything else. And because it doesn't come halfway around the world to get here, the cost isn't so high either by comparison. So I definitely suggest that you try California olive oil. And a couple things about olive oil. You do not put it in your refrigerator. Olive oil does not go in the refrigerator, ever. Number two, it doesn't sit in an area where it's going to get sunlight or heat. You know, in your kitchen, and this is just about everybody's kitchen, one wall in your kitchen is what we call a hot wall. Hot wall means that on the other side of that wall is the sun beating down on it. And then there's generally cupboards up against that wall, and inside the cupboards you either have dishes or glassware or whatever, that sort of thing. Or you might have some flour or herbs or spices or whatever. If you have your herbs and spices in the cupboard on a hot wall, move them tomorrow, because that heat ruins the quality of it in nothing flat. So just keep that in mind. Make sure that a hot wall cupboard has dishware or something other than that, pots and pans, whatever, you know, however you have your kitchen set up. But that's an important thing to know, not to put food there. And the other thing about olive oil is it does not go on the counter where it's out in the open. That gets sunlight or it gets heat and it gets all kinds of different things. Not a good thing for it. So put it in a cupboard, but not a hot wall cupboard, and keep it that way. Not in the refrigerator and not on the pantry. On the other hand, when it comes to storing wines, I hope you don't have them sitting on top of your refrigerator in one of those little units where you buy six bottles of water. That's the worst place in the world for wine. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about items here at Set the Bello in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
Do you like burgers? Then experience the ultimate famous 50-50 burger at Slater's 50-50 in Pasadena, California. 50% ground beef and 50% ground bacon. Stop by at 61 North Raymond Avenue in Pasadena and visit Slater's 50-50. Experience our full bar with craft beer and more. Play in our cool new game room. View the best sports in our Slater's 50-50 TV lounge. Try our Slater's 50-50 burgers by design, too, and all of our incredible food, including our Sunday Bloody Mary brunch. Check out our VIP event space for private dining and ask about our chef-inspired catering company with a completely scratch kitchen-based service. It's all at Slater's 5050 under new management at 61 North Raymond in Pasadena. Call 626-765-9700. 626-765-9700. Call now, 626-765-9700.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Set the Bello, a beautiful little pizzeria here in Las Vegas, which I suggest you check it out. Or if you're in the Henderson area, they have a Set the Bello out there in Green Valley. So same owners, same recipes, and so on. So I think it's a place that you might want to check if you live in that area instead of driving all the way over here to this area. Village Square, incidentally, is where we're sitting. Village Square is where Set the Bello is located. Now, let's get back to Savor, the Chardonnay from Monterey. 2014 is what we are tasting this evening to go along with this pizza. And now that you've tasted it and you don't know what I'm about to tell you, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when I tell you that this retails $7 a bottle. Unbelievable. Very nice quality for $7. You can't beat it with a stick, as they say. That's a pretty good thing. I love the fact that it has a stone fruit, which is not something you'd always get with different Chardonnays. So stone fruit is something that I happen to like, and you can definitely taste it here. A little bit of vanilla, which, of course, comes from the aging part coming through is from the barrels of oak. That's where where that comes from. Now, one of the things I like this particular Chardonnay with is I do like Italian food, and I love risotto. So it could be risotto with shrimp, it could be risotto with just cheese, it could be any kind of risotto, but this Chardonnay goes so well with it. Or if you wanted to, something coming out of the ocean, instead of just plain old fish, try scallops. Now, there's a couple kinds of scallops I need to mention to you. First of all, there's scallops that you can buy in the store that they're just about the size of the end of your little finger. They're not very large, they're round, and they're small, and they're tiny, and they're okay to put in a sauce or something. But there's also a standard size, and then there's also what they call a U15. That means there's 15 of them to a pound, and they're all pretty much the universe size. So universe, that's where the U comes from. So they're all about the same size, 15 of them. And they have U16, and there's U15, and there's U14. But it's all around 1 pound, all based on so many per pound. And the shrimp is very good. Now, you can buy shrimp that's been frozen. That's not a bad word, and that's not something to shy away from. But a shrimp that's been farm-raised is something you want to keep in mind. It's not the fact that it's farm-raised, but it's the fact that it's been farm-raised somewhere else. When I say somewhere else, I'm saying Asia. Do not buy farm-raised fish of any kind from Asia. Now, it's okay from Mexico. I know that sounds a surprise to a lot of people, but it's not okay from farm-raised Atlantic Ocean. Sounds weird, but it's true. And if you ever have some time, I'll be happy to sit down and talk to you about it. It takes a while to explain why. But it's basically the method with which they actually farm-raise. It's not sanitary in many ways, and that's the problem. So we can talk about that in detail. But what I like about this is the stone fruit, as I mentioned, the vanilla is good. It also has what I would call a medium body to it. It's not real powerful. And it's very food-friendly, which is why it goes so well with this pizza. And another reason it goes well with scallops or with risotto. So that's pretty good. Now, let's go on to wine number two. Wine number two comes to us with a varietal that's probably not something that rolls right off of your tongue, although you have heard of it before, probably, or maybe tasted it, called Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio is very Italian, of course, but the winery is Belvino, B-E-L-V-I-N-O, Belvino. Thank you. And it's pretty light-bodied. We could have served this first and the Chardonnay second, but the way the pizza was going to come out, I think it was better to do it the way we did it because we know a little bit about it. I like the fact that it's very crisp. So when you take a sip of it, you get a nice crisp taste. Apple and pear, which is typical for Pinot Grigio, light body. It has a few, the pear flavor or pear aromas are pretty predominant here. And the food that you can serve with this actually is pretty good. It goes so well with seafood. It goes well with sausage, for that matter. And when we talk about sausage in general, we're talking about plain sausage, not Italian flavored or not any other herbs or spices with it, but just plain. A little bit of fennel, some onion, and a little bit of cheese. All goes well with this Pinot Grigio. And the pizza that they put with it, let me tell you real quick before we go to a break, the pizza is called Vico. Vico is sausage, onion, fennel, mascarpone, mozzarella, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Colombo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Colombo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Colombo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's, mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances, and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. We're having a good time here. I haven't mentioned to you yet about the Belvino Pinot Grigio from Italy that we're tasting as we speak, and that is that it's 12.0% alcohol. Now, the first one, the Chardonnay that we had, was 13.5%, which I also failed to mention. And I like to tell you the percentage of alcohol because I want you to know the higher the alcohol percentage, the less favorable it is to pair with food. So if it gets around 15, 14.5, 15, 15.5, even 16%, you're going to find that it's very difficult to pair with food. But it gets around 11, 12, 13, It's very food friendly, and that's what we have here. This is, I think, pretty tasty. It also is $6 a bottle retail. That is very, very reasonable. So if you go to your local retail store, tell them you want a Belvino. That's B like in boy, Belvino Pinot Grigio from Italy. It's, I think, pretty doggone tasty. Now, the chef decided what he would like to see paired with it, as I mentioned earlier, is called Vico. And Vico is a combination of wood oven sausage. I love the sausage that's actually cooked in the wood oven. It has a different taste than if you put it in a skillet or what have you, along with a little bit of red onion, some fennel, some mascarpone cheese. Everybody knows about mascarpone, I hope. A little mozzarella, which is another Italian cheese that's very good. Some fresh basil and a little extra virgin olive oil. All of those is in that pizza. And the taste of the pizza, along with the taste of that Pinot Grigio, is what pairing is all about. It's a very nice pairing, I think. Everybody agree with that? It's pretty nice? Yeah. And for $6, how bad can it be, if you know what I mean? Most things $6 you don't want to mention. But here is one that's, for why it's so reasonably priced, I don't know, but I appreciate it. The fact that you can buy two or three bottles for what you would expect to pay for a good Pinot Grigio, and so you're way ahead of the game. Incidentally, when you do go buy wine at your retail store, I recommend that you don't go in and buy one bottle of wine. I think that's been a bigger faux pas by buying only one bottle than you like to mention. My suggestion is you buy two or three bottles, whether it's the same wine or two or three different kinds. And the reason is, if you're buying it to share with your friends, and that's good, you'll buy two or three bottles. But if you're buying it just for yourself and you open the bottle and the doorbell rings, now you're going to be sharing it with somebody else, and you've only got one bottle. So if you have two, you can make out, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't hurt to have a couple bottles and keep it around. Do not keep red wine in the refrigerator. In fact, I recommend that you don't keep white wine in the refrigerator very long. Now, I want to clarify that when I say very long. Very long should mean no more than 2 weeks. That's any wine. I don't care what it is. It will change the taste of the wine based on what's in your refrigerator. I know everybody says, oh, I don't have fish, I don't have this, I don't have that. Okay, but you do change the taste when it's in there that long. So make sure you keep it less than 2 weeks, no matter what it is. I don't care if it's a dessert wine. Don't leave it in the refrigerator for more than 2 weeks, okay? That's a whole different story. See, the difference is, so you ask about a wine refrigerator, keeping it for more than 2 weeks. Well, first of all, the answer is the thermostat in your wine refrigerator is probably around 50, 55, 60 degrees, not 39 like your refrigerator is. So you're talking apples and oranges. Yes, they both have refrigeration, but that's as close as they are as being comparable. So if you have a wine cellar or a wine cooler, absolutely. Keep your wine in there, and it's okay at 55 or 60. In fact, we like to say that white wine should be around 48 to 55 degrees in temperature, if you are able to get it at that, compared to red wine, which is around 55 to 64 degrees. It doesn't mean that it's not going to taste good if it's 5 degrees warmer or 5 degrees cooler. It just means to get the best taste of the wine, you needed to have it at that temperature. And what that does is either clones flavors, which you are not able to taste certain things that other people do. That sometimes is based on how cold or how warm it is. But cold wine, the colder it is, the less you can taste it. The only difference about recommending cold alcoholic beverage is champagne or sparkling wine. We like to see it around 38 to 40 degrees. Everything else needs to be 50-something degrees or warmer. And that's because with champagne or sparkling wine, it does have the best flavor or taste at that cold temperature. But other wines do not. Keep them warmer. 50s for the the white, 60s for the reds, and you're in good shape. Try not to keep the lid off or the cork out of the bottle for any long period of time. You probably noticed the last several years more and more wineries are doing what we call Stelvin closures, which is the other word that we typically use is screw cap. A screw cap, and that's not a negative thing. When screw caps first came out, or Stelvin closures first came out, we thought of it as an inferior wine in that bottle. That's why they put a Stelvin closure instead of a cork, and that's so far from the truth, it's not even funny. By today's standards, the tests that have been done for the last 15 years at least, that I know of, they've never had a change in the wine with a that's in a bottle with a Stelvin closure, but they have had a change in wine with that with a cork. And the problem is some corks are not as perfect as others, and therefore a little bit of air can get in there. And please don't look at the bottle of wine and think you've got that space of maybe an inch or so above the wine to the bottom of the cork. You think that's going to aerate it. It's not going to do a thing for it. In fact, pulling the cork out of the bottom, letting it sit there for 30 minutes does nothing for it. Put it in another container. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
This is today's entertainment answer. What's our family DVD pick of the week? Samson, now on digital HD and on DVD and Blu-ray May 15th.
My name is Samson, and I serve the living God, and you have proven nothing.
To avenge the death of the love of his life, Samson goes to war with the Philistine army. Unfortunately, he falls in love with a beautiful temptress who betrays him to his enemies. Love and war go hand in hand in this action-packed drama. Or you could just simply read the book. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're tasting currently the 2016 Belvino Pinot Grigio from Italy. 12.0% alcohol, which is very reasonable. And it's going very, very well with this Vico pizza here at Settebello. And this wine also, as I mentioned earlier, retails for about $6 a bottle. And $6 is very reasonable for anything that's palatable, if you will. And this definitely is. And we're about ready now to go to wine number three. Wine number three is a red wine. Happens to be a Cabernet Sauvignon, which is, as I mentioned earlier, the king of red wines is Cabernet Sauvignon, which simply means that there's more people that drink Cabernet Sauvignon as a red wine than any other red wine in the world. Okay, same situation with Chardonnay for white wine. So now you know the two most popular varietals in the world are Chardonnay for white and Cabernet Sauvignon for red. Okay, big enough. Now, what I like about this is that a friend of ours from California makes some outstanding wine, and his name is Cameron Hughes. Cameron Hughes has been a guest at our show several times over the past, and is a super person as an individual, but makes very unique wines. And when I say that, his wines are unique enough that he puts a lot number, or a number, he calls them lots, but a number on the bottle. In other words, this particular one that we're tasting now is a 2014 Cameron Hughes Napa Valley Lot 608 Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, what does that mean? Well, it tells you that Cameron Hughes has found a vineyard that he really liked that particular year, made arrangements to buy their grapes, and made wine out of it, and it comes from Lot 608. He may not have Lot 608 next year, and that's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing for you and me, because we aren't going to buy mediocre wine just because it comes from the same vineyard as the one you liked last year, and it may not be as good this year. And that's why he doesn't buy vineyards. He makes arrangements with the owners to buy all the grapes from that vineyard on a particular year after he's tested it. I think that's a real good idea. Now, this particular red wine is, I like the fact that it's very dense. It's what you might call a very classic Cabernet Sauvignon. Has a little cinnamon taste to it, which I happen to think is pretty good. Kind of an earthy taste, which is very good. The pizza that the chef has put together is, you're going to love to go along with this. But this also has something that a lot of people love with Cabernet Sauvignon, and that's a little chocolate. So a little chocolate in this. If you'll take a taste of it, think about chocolate, it may just pop out at you and be a very good thing. So check it out. That is, again, the 2014 Cameron Hughes Napa Valley Lot 608 Cabernet Sauvignon. And it retails, just so because I know you're interested, it retails for $24. So that's very reasonable for a good Cabernet Sauvignon. So all the wines this evening, for the quality of the wine and the price that they're asking, I think are very reasonable. They're all three very food-friendly. And all three pizzas, which I guess we're surprised that all three pizzas, or I should say all three pairings are pizzas, but we have that happening this evening, have been just right on as far as taste is concerned. So I think you'll find it's very good. This is a very full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon. It has a really good tannin. I mentioned a little bit earthy, a little cherry, a little bit of currants. It's really not an uncommon flavoring, if you will, for Cabernet Sauvignon, and the price is certainly very good. Coming to us again from Lot 608, Cabernet from Napa Valley. Now, you may or may not know that Napa Valley is considered in America to be the number one area for growing red grapes for wine. Okay, so what would be number two? Well, number two is pretty simple. There's a mountain range that runs north and south that kind of separates just north of the Bay Area, that kind of separates Sonoma on the west from Napa on the east, with the mountain range in between. Now, on the mountain range on the east, the downhill slope, if you plant a vineyard there facing the morning sun, think about this now, this is more of a farming situation than an actual consumer, but if you think of it, it makes sense. The grapes are facing the east coast, I should say, yeah, well, facing the east coast, they don't see it, but they're facing east, and they get that morning sun, which is generally not an overly hot sun, and it does get hot when the sun gets up around what we call noon, or 12 o'clock some. And then as it starts to go down from 1 o'clock and so on, it actually puts a shadow on the east side and puts the face of the heat on the west side facing Sonoma on the west. So here you go with Cabernet Sauvignon. It likes the heat, but it doesn't like too much heat. So it's about perfect to be in Napa on the east coast rising area on the mountain facing the east, because it gets the morning sun, it gets nice and hot, and about noon it starts to cool down because the shadows happen. And Cabernet's got to be very happy with that. And that's one of the reasons that we have great Cabernet coming out of Napa Valley, is because of what we refer to affectionately as the terroir. How much sun, how much rain, how much wind, how cold, how hot, and then, of course, the sun factor when it comes to heat. So that's the way that works. So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, along with this beautiful quattro formaggio. That means four cheeses from Italy and American that we paired with this particular wine. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Set the Bello in Las Vegas.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurants.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Set the Bello, and we're tasting, as I mentioned before we went to the break, the Cameron Hughes Napa Valley Lot 608, which is Cabernet Sauvignon, of course, and the percentage of alcohol in this is a little bit higher than the other two, the two whites that we've had earlier. This is 14.9. Still very, very food friendly by comparison, because it's not real high. But one of the things I wanted to mention is that this formaggio, this quattro formaggio, four different cheeses, is what kind of cheese they used in this pizza. They used, first of all, some crushed tomatoes. And these are, incidentally, San Marzano tomatoes. I mentioned this at the beginning of the program, and I'd like you, if you haven't already done it, write it down or try to remember San Marzano when you go to buy tomatoes in a can for anything, whether it's pizza or not. It's the best-tasting tomatoes that you can buy. One of the four cheeses is mozzarella, which, of course, most everybody is familiar with. Gorgonzola, which is one of my favorite cheeses. It has a little bite to it, and it's very nice. Fontina, which is a very popular Italian cheese, and you know, all kinds of sauces and so on and so forth. And then Parmesan, Parmigiano Reggiano, as we like to call it. That just means Parmesan cheese. And we like it in several ways. You can buy it in a block, and you can actually char it if you'd like, or you can grind it up in a food processor and make it into almost a powder, or you can buy it shredded. And it really kind of depends on how you're going to use it. Parmesan doesn't really melt as good as some of the other cheeses, but it does melt. So if you wanted to put Parmesan on a veal chop, you could certainly do that. Stick it under the broiler, and it'll melt very, very nicely. I would suggest that you might want to consider a little mozzarella instead, or maybe in addition to, and that's okay too. Two or three cheeses on a piece of meat is not an overdue, if you know what I'm saying. The good part about this Cameron Hughes is, as I mentioned earlier, it's not overly priced because the quality here. Did you guys like this? Pretty good stuff?
Yeah.
Very good stuff. $24 a bottle retail is, I know for some people that say, oh, that's more than I want to spend. Okay, that's all right. It doesn't make you a bad person. But if you want a good quality Cabernet Sauvignon, $24 for a bottle is not a real high price to pay for a good quality. That's really the key that we're talking about here. So tonight we've had an opportunity to taste a nice Chardonnay from Monterey, California, a 2014 Saver Chardonnay, 13.5% alcohol for $7 retail. It was very good with that pizza. The second one that we tasted was a 2016 Belvino Pinot Grigio from Italy. Boy, I have to tell you, it was pretty good. 12.0% alcohol, which again is very, very reasonable, food friendly, and went very well with the pizza. So that's about all I can tell you about that. And the third one, of course, is 608. I want to thank you for listening to Wines Is Your here at Set the Bello. I'm always looking for more listeners that are interested in food and wine, so tell a friend or two to listen to the show next week at this very same time. Wines Is Your continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each week at this very same time, very same station, and tell everybody you know. We're always, if you'd like to know more about my favorite subject, you can also go to my website, leskincaid.com. I want to thank you and my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work and putting it together. And remember, wine is an alcoholic beverage made from grapes. Generally, it's fermented without the addition of sugars or acids or enzymes, water or other nutrients. Yeast consumes the sugar and the grapes. That's what makes the alcohol, in case you didn't know. Ethanol and carbon dioxide. Don't you just love it? It's pretty good stuff. Thanks for choosing. Listen to Wines Is Your. Please drink responsible. Use a clean glass. From Las Vegas, Nevada, we're here at Set the Bello. Hope to see you or have you listen to us next week at this very same time at another location. So don't go anywhere. See you next week. Good night, everybody.